Pickaxe.
Hey y'all, I'm Dr. Alok Kanoja, but the internet knows me as Dr. K. I spent 7 years studying to become a monk and then became a psychiatrist. I want to tell you a little bit about my podcast, Healthy Gamer GG, where we combine my clinical experience of practicing psychiatry and sprinkle in years of experience as a meditation teacher and sort of focus on spirituality. So on the podcast, we're going to approach very common everyday problems from each of these lenses. And what we really do well is blend science and spirituality to create the most accessible solutions for people for their everyday problems. So check us out at Healthy Gamer GG on YouTube, Spotify, or Apple.
Hello and welcome to Zero Degrees, the podcast with no qualifications where we solve your complications. I'm Harry and I'm joined by Lydia and Ravs. How are you guys doing?
Hello. No. How are we doing?
pretty good, thank you, Harry. How are you doing?
Good. I feel like this is like a partially hungover episode. I feel like Ravs is slightly dying.
So I'm off the codeine now, which is great. You know, I don't remember the past two podcast episodes.
It's fine.
You know, toe update is a little better.
Nice, that's good. A little toe update is nice.
But I am horrendously hungover.
I'm a little bit hungover, so that's nice as well.
Yeah, Ozzy was down, and it's just, you know, it's party time.
It's party time.
This is probably the one time in my life I'll ever be able to be this annoying person. I feel amazing. I'm fresh as a daisy. I did not touch a drop of alcohol last night. I feel like I could sing a song whilst I dance in a field while the hills are alive with music.
It's nice for some, isn't it, then? It's nice for some. I'm glad that you're on form, Lydia.
For once in my life, I'm not the one who's hungover.
I'm just trying to think how many episodes in a row now Ravs has been slightly intoxicated, like either on drugs or slightly still processing booze.
Yeah, it's an occurrence.
It's good. I won't lie, I was thinking just before we came in about the episode before this, the furry episode, and I just still can't quite get over. It's just one of the most insane questions I think we've ever been sent in. I mean, it wasn't really a question. It was more an insane story. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But I feel like it's living with me. Do you know what I mean? I need to move past it. I need to process it. I need to like grieve it. I need to like be angry at it. It needs to just get out of my fucking brain because I can't think about it anymore. It's so gross.
We need an update from that person. That person has to send us an update.
The furry person or the shitty foreskin person?
I don't want to ever hear from shitty foreskin person ever again.
God, yeah, it was two pretty stinking episodes. Like some of the grossest, most like offensive fucking questions we've ever had.
Actually vile.
Yeah, pretty bad. Hopefully we got some nice questions today, though. Hopefully we got some...
Fingers crossed it's like the least cursed it's ever been.
Yeah,
less vile today.
Yeah.
That would be good. That's what we need. All right, take us away then. Give me something to palate cleanse after the furry madness.
Question one. Every time I go out on a date, people point and laugh at me, calling me the stinky ham guy. I have no idea what this means, but it tends to turn off my dates. I have been single for the past 7 years. Please help.
What?
It's a stinky ham. Like, does he look like ham? Like, what kind of ham? Like, I'm trying to like imagine the smell. Do you know what I mean? I'm trying to like, what is the stinky? Is it like rotting ham or is it just like pungent ham?
What I'm wondering is this a nickname that's like carried over from high school? Mm. You know, like maybe he would always be the guy that would eat like some Lunchables. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
you know how Lunchables always had that like distinct ham scent.
Yeah, there's like that processed ham smell that's just not...
there's like a whiff of it. Maybe he would like insist on eating that on the bus every morning and everyone just thinks he's the stinky ham guy.
Oh, but now I feel bad. Now I feel like there's just this guy, he's sat on like the tube, he's just having his Lunchables, he's going to like his grey office job, he's trying to live in this world, Ravs, and he's being bullied and put down.
I love Lunchables.
They're great.
They got my Lunchable lovers.
Yeah.
They really do smell like farts, though. I think sliced ham, when you open it, can distinctly have a kind of farty smell to it.
Did you guys have, as a kid, I feel like that was my favourite thing. Every time I went to the shops, I was like, we have to get this. That ham that had like a smiley face on it.
I was about to say, what the smiley fuck was ham. That ham called? What was it called?
I don't even think it was very nice, but the smiley face ham, just every time I went to the shops, my mum was like, we're not fucking buying that ham. It's like awful.
I don't think it had any
ham
in it.
Super... Yeah, it was like just fake. There was also like the the teddy bear ham. Oh god, it's a nightmare.
Meat clown. Oh my god, have you seen this meat clown? Oh,
meat clown, I love it.
God, do you know what? In my brain, it looked so much better than it looks. It looks awful. It looks so, so gross.
So are we thinking that maybe the person...
does he look like that?
Messaging in looks like the smiley ham face.
He's the stinky ham guy. Oh, yeah, the ham bear.
Yeah, ham bear. Remember ham bear?
Yeah, ham bear. Ham bear was great. It's not natural, though, is it? It's not. It doesn't feel good. Looking
why is
back,
it a bear? It should be a little piggy.
I feel like I empathize with my mum now, being like, no, we're not buying this utter trash. Maybe we should buy some and see how it tastes. Some ham.
Can we do
some
a taste
bear
test
ham.
On 0 degrees? Wait, okay. Ingredients. Pork, 66%.
Oh, God, that's not
only a bit more than half is actually meat. The rest...
I don't like that.
There's a bunch of other preservatives and shit like that.
Is that normal? I mean, it's more like a sausage, right? It's the way it's coming across to me looks more like a kind of meatloaf or a sausage. It's like a weird, like, is that normal? Like, sausages are usually only 66%. Are they
depends
higher?
On the quality of the sausage, doesn't it? Yeah, I feel like...
What percentage of... My God, the autofill. Just put it into Google. What percentage of... Just like, God, just like the questions are so weird. The population of Roman York was African origin. What is that autofill? Who's searching this? My top one is the population of Roman York was African origin.
What? That's so precise.
What was that? What was the percentage of Roman York?
Okay, ask us your questions about that, listeners.
You guys got me scared with this conversation line, and I had to look up pepperamis, and thankfully they're 100% pork.
Are they?
Because, yeah, they feel like a sin to eat. You know, something feels wrong about eating a pepperami, but it's 100% pork.
Because you know it's a pig's asshole.
That probably is.
Blended into a
one
thick,
bit of the pork.
The
thing is, people get grossed out, right, about like eating pig trotters, eating like pig ass, you know, eating pig ears. Don't laugh at that. Don't laugh. People are out there eating pig ass, Lydia. It's not funny. Like, realistically, it's good. We're using up bits of the animal that wouldn't be used. Yeah. Like, I don't see it as gross. Like, not every bit is always going to be the nicest bit of the animal. Like, I mean,
and if you're eating ass in the bedroom, then you could eat a pig's ass.
You can eat a pig's ass.
That's right. When you get like one of those like cartoon hog roasts that's got the apple in its mouth, you better go straight to those fucking sheets.
Just chow
down. Start rimming that pig.
Is this what Stinky Ham Guy's been doing? Is he just like...
Oh my God, maybe that's why they call him Stinky Ham Guy.
Because he's
just like
ass.
Rimming pigs.
Oh, for Christ's sake. That is so vile. I have one of the, like, I might be known for my lack of skills in the kitchen.
You are very much known for that.
I really like cheap sausages over better quality sausages.
Really?
I love Richmond sausages. I love Richmond sausages. I think they're banging.
So
I just
bad.
Looked them up. And they're only 42% pork. So out of interest, I looked at like Tesco's Finest.
Yeah.
And they're 75% pork. So that's showing just how little meat is actually in Richmond sausages.
Have you tried the Richmond vegan ones?
Not yet. Are they good?
I think they're pretty decent. Like the thing is, because sausages is kind of just, especially cheap sausages, it's just kind of like a puree inside. Do you know what I mean? It's just very consistent. It's just, and that the vegan ones kind of copy that pretty adequately.
Mm.
Like, I rate them. I feel like it's one of those things where unless you're really thinking about like the flavor of them as you eat them, you're completely fooled. Like, it's like completely great.
Mm-hmm. You can trick yourself into thinking that they are 45% meat.
I'm fucking starving now.
I'm really so craving some hungry. Richmond sausages. Like, damn.
Even though we're like, 45% pork.
How low can they go? Can they go
like... Yeah, it's got to be like rules and regulations.
Yeah,
that, right?
There has to be a percentage of meat in a meat thing to be able to call
you know
it
what's
meat,
gonna
right?
be bad? Fridge raiders.
Like those would be quite good.
I fucking think fridge raiders are gross. Like... There's something about them, like just eating like cold nuggets of like chickeny, porky meat is just so fucking, I don't know. They really gross me out. I'm not a fan.
They kind of smell farty as well.
They're a little, I feel like I need to put a towel over my head when I eat them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, like, they're like the quail or whatever, the bird.
Yeah.
There's a lot of shame in eating a refrigerator. There's something about them. It feels worse than a pepperami. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it is actually. So I've just looked up like how low meat percentage. I can't find an exact like article about. I'm sure it's out there, but how low amount of meat they can have. But this article has.
They're 100% chicken. Sorry.
I thought they would be. Because they were marketed as like protein, like, you know, things. I doubt they'd be full of like a ton of crap. Well, they probably still are. Anyway, this has supermarket sausage meat content and price. So Aldi, who I'm a big fan of, specially selected British outdoor bred pork sausages are 97% pork.
Wow.
They're 97% pork.
How expensive are they? Do they have price?
They are £4.73
for
price per for kilogram. Four. Six of them.
For six of them. God, that's everything is so expensive now. That feels expensive. That feels quite expensive to me.
Compare that to M&S, which are below it, which is six pork sausages. Pork sausages. Which is also 90%. They're £8 for six. Almost double the price.
Fucking, I mean, M&S is just like eye-watering.
Ridiculous.
It is like insane.
So, wait, what's those adverts, man? As well,
they were way too horny,
you know?
But yeah, so compare an Aldi pork sausages, which are 97%, to fucking Richmond sausages, which are 42%.
Is Richmond the lowest? What's the lowest?
It's the lowest. 42% is the lowest.
Wow.
Oh no.
What else is in there? Is it just like corn and what is it like?
I reckon it's a lot of just like carbohydrates, right? To like pad it out. I reckon it's gotta be. Wait, I've got it somewhere. Why is all these sausage apps things I have?
I could just see Lydia just like moving her head around. She's like, look around at like these tabs of like sausages, all these possages everywhere. So many possage tabs.
We're answering a question about stinky ham guy and Lydia's fucking stinky sausage girl over here.
Possage girls.
Oh, are you going to get a question? Like, I keep going on dates, but these guys keep coming up to me and calling me the stinky sausage girl. Although that could be like. Determined as something, another story, really. The stinky sausage girl.
Yeah, I mean, that's got some connotations, hasn't it?
True.
I want to move past that one pretty swiftly. please help. I mean, I don't know how we're helping Stinky Ham Guy.
We've kind of got off piste a bit here, haven't we?
Have you tried, like, deodorant and, like, not rimming the pig every time you, like, eat a meal?
Don't rim that pig. Come on. Just get your mouth out of that pig's ass and... Yeah, it'll be grand.
Get yourself some deodorant, maybe a bit of aftershave, you know, slap it on and, maybe they'll stop calling you Stinky Ham Guy.
Being single for 7 years, I mean, there's got to be something wrong, mate. There's got to be something fucking wrong.
Maybe move when no one knows you as the Stinky Ham Guy. Start fresh.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah, run away to Colombia.
Yeah,
start a new life.
And maybe like... I don't know what your chat up game is, but maybe don't keep mentioning that everyone calls you Stinky Ham Guy, because like that feels like a out there thing to call someone.
But he says it's people coming up to him and saying it. It's not him saying it. It's people coming up and laughing and saying it.
He's just got a face he's got a face like the smiley meat. He can't.
I think the smiling ham face is charming.
It's a charming little face. It's a face that I could get involved with.
I don't think we really have an answer for this. Our years of experience it's just not quite reaching to this depth, I feel.
But thank you for reminding me about smiley meat
and bear meat.
Yeah. That's and a nice
sausages.
Thought.
Yeah.
Thank you nice so much.
I think, you know, deodorant, move city.
Stop eating ham. Just stop.
Don't eat ham.
Yeah.
Put that ham down.
Exactly.
God damn it. All right.
Thank you.
Next question.
Folks, welcome to Dungeons and Randomness. Since 2012, myself and an amazing cast of 18 have been telling stories in our homebrew world of Theria. Four different groups explore lost ruins, run for political office, rage against a mad king, set sail to long forgotten islands, and so much more. Every group has a different story and flavor, and every season or arc has a new set of groups and stories. All building the history of our world with every single session. Literally hundreds of hours of stories are waiting for you as part of the Pickaxe Network. Check out Dungeons and Randomness wherever you get your podcasts, and we'll see you around the table.
My friend recently asked a question that has haunted me ever since. At what point in history have the most people on Earth been having sex at the same time? This launched a somewhat intense debate, and we were wondering what your thoughts were on the matter. I think that's a really interesting question. I like this question.
I feel like I feel like I got a gambit for when it is. I think I might have it. Okay. I reckon it will be. So the there's one thing you got to consider, right? Before I get to my theory, what you got to consider is the world's population is like exponentially growing, or has been. If you look at the last 100 years, you know, I think it went from what, like 3 billion people to what, like the 7 billion we're at now. Like it's insane. Yeah. The world's population has exploded.
If we do this as percentage based, what if this was like 97% percentage based back in like medieval ages?
Yeah, it's got to be percentage based. Otherwise, it would be now. You know what
not,
I mean?
Not for, yeah, it'd be right now.
So
yeah.
I was gonna say it would be right at the end of World War II, right? There'll be some day, some VE day.
Yeah, the baby boomers.
Because the baby boom, everyone was just breeding. They were breeding. They were out there just breeding like rabbits. I reckon it's got to be like VE day. War's over. Everyone fucking.
What you think?
Everyone starts clapping cheeks. Come on, let's go. Let's
that
go.
War made them horny.
Yeah, exactly as it ended.
Yeah, yeah.
It was just fucking time. Let's go. Fuck.
You can literally look at like birth rate graphs. Like it's 9 months after the war ends. There's a lot of fucking. There's a lot of kids about.
Yeah, true.
Like you know.
That's a good one, actually. I didn't think about
tired
that.
Tired soldiers
so that,
coming back from
what,
war.
That's what
you
the
know.
Phrase baby boomer is about. Lots of
people
because of the end of the war.
Because there was a boom.
And that's
of...
those are the boomers.
Yeah.
Okay. Wait, did you not know this?
No, I actually didn't. I just took that word and didn't question it.
So,
but
wait,
boomers aren't, like, I would say, like, my mum is a boomer, but she's not the born at the end of the war.
No. But boomers become just more slang for an old person.
For an older person, okay.
Yeah.
Old person, Harry. My mother will be hearing about this.
I mean,
older
sorry mom. About that, mum. Lydia's mum. You're actually very young. You're not a boomer. The way Lydia calls you a boomer is very rude. You're, very rude. You're like a zoomer. You're so young.
You're zooming about.
So zooming around everywhere.
Fake hip of yours.
Number of live births right at the end of the 1940s was peaking up to 800,000 in just the UK.
Holy shit.
Wow. You know, that's a lot of fucking that needs to happen to make that many fucking babies.
Fucks.
Like look at this graph. Just look, literally I'm doing the meme. Look at this graph. People having sex, me pointing. Look at this graph. Look at that. Look at the fucking. You can see the fucking happening.
Wow, that's
so that's funny. My gambit. I reckon it's end of World War II, baby boomers, everyone's back from the war. It's time to fucking, time to breed. It's got to repopulate this bitch. Let's go.
Is that 1962 it's at its highest?
1962 is the round two. Yeah. But imagine, you can just go to population rates. There's a lot of, obviously, there's a massive amount of people in that population as well. So they all reach 20. And they all start fucking
they
scared.
They
start fucking again. Yeah.
Okay.
And now everyone stopped fucking.
Right. It's gone down. I thought I read somewhere that population rates are going down.
Yeah.
Well, it depends on the country, I guess.
Well, we're about to go through 80 billion, something, whatever the number. We're about to hit a new threshold.
Did
I saw on Twitter
80
the other
billion?
Day.
80 There's 800 gajillion.
Yeah. Well, I saw a big number on Twitter and I went, ooh.
I think it depends on the country. I think there's definitely, like, I'm sure I read about Japan, like, their birth rates are falling. Like, they have more elderly population than they do younger population.
Yeah, they're very top heavy.
Double check that, but yeah.
Which is we have people like Stinky Ham Guy like going out on dates.
fucking things
alone,
up.
Leave them alone, Raps!
Come on, Stinky Ham Guy, we need to breed. Start breeding.
And not pigs.
Oh, God. All right, so Harry's his baby boomer. Raps, what's your guess?
Oh, I don't know. It's got to be a tough one. Because I'm like, oh, man, maybe like those ancient Greeks were horny as fuck.
Oh, they were.
I mean? Like
the they
Romans
were.
And shit.
They were fucking.
Like, just fucking all the time. Like, I watched Spartacus and shit. They were fucking all the time. A modernised TV show about history with sex in it.
There's no way that they're just, you know, amplifying that portion of the world.
I tried to find some history and I couldn't find out when, but I found some weird kinks that people had.
Oh.
Oral sex was very popular in 3100 to 322 BC in ancient Egypt.
Sorry.
And then it went out of fashion.
Who the fuck wrote this? Yeah.
The modern... In ancient Rome, they men would not eat lettuce because they thought it would fuck up their dicks.
Yeah, that's true.
They thought
that. I've heard that.
Yeah. I can't. There's so much more. Public sex was really big in the 1500s to 1700s in the US.
That's nice for them, isn't it?
If you were sick in Victorian era England between 1837 and 1901, you could call your doctor for a vibrator.
Sorry.
Based.
That's great.
Wait, for men as well, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Little something for everyone. I love that.
Wait,
just a free vibrator.
So, what does
NHS vibrator?
What does a vibrator look like in Victorian times? Vibrator. Like, is it just like a bee inside like a wooden box? Like,
well, that's what Cleopatra's one was, right?
What was
like
it?
She literally had she had like a box that she would put bees in.
What?
Like, I'm not even kidding.
I'm googling it. I'm googling Cleopatra's vibrator.
Bee.
Is it true?
Ancient Egypt, a gourd of bees.
Oh,
yeah, that was it.
A gourd. Okay, yeah, I can see that.
That is
Cleopatra
insane.
Is said to have had a small box that she could be filled with bees and placed against her genitals for a stimulation similar to that of vibrators.
You know what? I respect that. They didn't have the fucking technology. They didn't have that sweet, sweet electricity. So she made do. I wonder how she discovered that felt good.
God, Lydia, it's such a risk, though. It's such a risk. What a fucking risky wank. Oh, my God. Like, if it fucking breaks, it is an absolute nightmare.
Oh, just wasps swarming all over your fucking clitoris.
Just
jabbing
Christ.
It to death.
Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Christ.
It would just fucking swell up so much. It would be, oh, Jesus.
Christ.
Maybe it was the risk. Maybe it didn't really do anything, but just the risk, that tension, it might break at any moment.
It makes it
hornier. Oh, wow. It's so risky.
But also she would just be like, servant, fetch me the bees.
Imagine having to go pick out the fucking bees for Cleopatra's vibrate. Imagine that being your fucking job to like grow these fucking bees and just capture them in a gourd.
The most buzziest ones. I wonder if she had like a secret drawer. You know, everyone's got a secret little sex drawer. Did she have a secret little bee drawer?
Those poor bees. Those poor fucking bees. Is that bestiality? Is that bestiality?
Oh, God. I guess so.
It kind of fucking is.
It's skirting on it. It's definitely a bit funky.
Jesus Christ.
Okay, I think the most sex, I think Harry might have got it, to be honest. I think it's going to be one of two options, right? It's going to be either something which is like a romance thing. So it's going to be a particular Valentine's Day or something like that when everyone was just horny as fuck. But also going in on what you were saying, Harry, I think the threat of death, people would have sex. Like if they think they're going to die. I know it's the opposite because the war was over. But if there was some kind of like apocalyptic, I don't know, Y2K, did everyone fuck because they thought they might die or, you know, something like that.
Honestly, the millennium is like a good one as well. I wonder if a lot of people just started fucking then.
Yeah, you know, like boom, like the big, 2000s.
You know, like Y2K, like, oh shit, the world's about to end.
But also, I was suddenly thinking as you were talking, I think like the 70s, right? A lot of like free love. Like that must
you
have been
stop fucking.
You just probably couldn't look away from it. It was just dick sucking everywhere.
People just fucking left, right, and center.
Yeah.
God, yeah, the 70s was certainly a horny era, right?
All right, like, Ravs, you got throw down your gauntlet. Are you going ancient times?
I'm going ancient Rome. Like percent. I'm talking percentage of the world, not
You
know, percentage.
I think that people were probably doing some mad fucking.
Yeah.
You know. Or, you know, whenever Genghis Khan was alive, that was a lot of fucking going on, I guess. Maybe around then.
Yeah, so, he did a lot of fucking.
So is there an
answer? Those are my two gambits.
I found this website which says, like, the places in the world that people are having the most sex. So Greece, adults.
How much?
So that's just British tourists.
Greece, percentage of adults having sex at least once a week is 87%.
Wow.
Then it's Brazil, 82%. Then it's Russia, 80%, China, 78%, Italy, 76%, Poland, 76%, Malaysia, 74%, Switzerland, 72%, Spain, 72%, and then Mexico, 71%.
Where the fuck are we?
We're not on there. We are frigid.
What the fuck?
We are. The ocean runneth dry.
We
got
to solve this. We got, this is a problem.
I need to know the opposite
now. Fucking problem.
Yeah, who's not having sex?
Who's frigid, yeah.
I mean, that's, these are
Japan.
Quite high percentages.
It's Japan. It's Japan.
What is it, like 1%?
Japan has the lowest sexual frequency in the world. Oh, wait, no, Japan's above China.
What? But wait, this says China fucking all the time, this one.
Whoa, we need
wait
who's
a
got
minute.
The best fucking data? We need
what
the best
data. What the hell? This says 78% of them having sex once a week, at least once a week.
Country is having
Greece,
the most
Greece
sex.
Be horny at least once a week, 87% of adults. That is really high.
I've got a map. I've got a sex map.
Sex map.
Using so top most briskest countries: Finland, New Zealand,
horny
Slovenia, Lithuania, Austria, Latvia, Croatia, Israel, Bolivia, Argentina. Apparently, by the
where
SOI.
Where is the UK? Where are we?
Why are we like? What are we? We are 40 on the SOI scale. We're 40. The scale that's Japan is 24. America's first. We're more horny than America.
Yeah,
let's fucking
take that,
go.
America.
Oh, that's good.
Dubs.
That's good.
Dubs all round. Yeah, Finland just be fucking.
God, they do be fucking.
I guess it's just it's really cold. There's not much to do.
Oh, we're just outside the top 10. We're 11th. Oh. Argentina's a little hornier than us.
Damn you, Argentina.
Fuck you, Argentina. It's like the Falkland War all over again. Fucking hell. Come on, Britain. Fuck for Britain.
Fuck for Britain.
We need to make some changes, we know, through this podcast, and this is what I'm advocating for. Let's get these fucking numbers up. Start fucking. Let's go.
Well, it's got to start at home. Like, Rav has got to fucking lose his virginity before we get those numbers up.
That's fine. I'll take it for the team video.
Excuse me.
I'll do it for the numbers. Fuck's sake.
I was going to make a your mum joke, but I couldn't say that to your mum. I just could not. Like, I'd feel bad.
She'd bloody love it.
What was this question? most people in the world fucking at one time. Yeah, I don't feel like this is really the answer. This, like, most promiscuous countries or most sexually active countries. Like, has anyone tried Googling? When did people have the most sex?
But Greece is high on the list, and Raz did say ancient Greece. You know, maybe they've kept that up. Literally.
I'm just looking at a Wikipedia article that has a lot of dicks. I'm not going to lie. This isn't helpful. the most sex happens on a Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
I guess that makes sense.
That
you
makes
have to get
sense.
Up work
that's
the next
like,
day, so you're like...
That's like nights out shit.
Yeah,
the data experts
drunk.
Over at an online grocery shopping company have charted condom sales and discovered coital bliss follows a distinct pattern. Wow.
Yes.
All right. Nice. I think it's certainly one of our three guesses. I feel like if it's not one of our three, I'll be really surprised. I think we done good.
Yeah.
And this is a good answer.
The person that sent this question in, could you send another one in saying which you and your friend thought it might be?
I have a very cool fact for you, actually, and I discovered this for a TikTok. Here it is on Sky News. Mm-hmm. A fish fossil shows that sex originated in Scotland.
What?
Sorry,
so sex started.
This is
there.
The most bullshit fucking claim
a
I've
fish.
Ever
ancient,
heard.
Ancient armored fish pioneered sex as we know it some 385 million years ago in what is now Scotland. Scientists say the microbrachius.
No. Which scientists? Who the fuck are these fucking scientists?
How do they work that
I don't
that
know,
out?
But I believe them. How I believe
them. Of course, you believe them.
Paleontologist Dr. John Long, who.
John Long. Yeah, having sex with these fish, you're fucking.
Dude, look him up. He knows his shit. He's a real
John
dude.
John Long.
He's a
wait,
real
wait.
Dude.
Fuck fossils fuck. Show that the males developed bony L-shaped genital limbs called claspers. There we go. Get your claspers out, lads.
Oh, God. I just tried to...
claspers.
Oh, my God. I think we should move on. God, I just Googled something. Just the most awful thing turned up. So I'm not Googling this anymore. I'm out. I'm out on that Google.
Wait. These bony little fish, they gave us the intimate act of sexual intercourse as well. How do they know this? It was 385 million years ago. How do they know these little fishies gave us the intimate act of sexual intercourse?
Do you think Dr. John Long ever gets like horny when he's looking this shit up?
I think he's very fucking horny, old John
Sorry,
Long.
The fish are called Microbibiscus Dicky.
They're called Dickie. Yep. His name's John Long.
The guy's,
dude, I love
the guy's
this
having
shit.
So much sex, his name is Dickie. Oh my God. Incredible. You know what, Ravs? You can have that one. Scotland
we'll
can have that
it.
One. You can have
we'll take
you
it.
Can have your weird 385 million year old fish in Scotland having sex. I guess technically that's the answer to the question.
Yeah.
The first one that did it was the highest rate of sex in the world. Shit.
Yep, boom. Case solved.
Scotland
forever.
Damn. Scotland.
Good job. This one's horrific.
Oh, jeez.
Question three. Help, my faffing quality has drastically reduced. I recently moved into a new apartment whilst I wait for my next place to be fully renovated. It's owned by my mum's friends and they live right next door. They are out of earshot and I don't feel comfortable looking up porn using their Wi-Fi. I could use my 4G, but my provider is behaving strangely and I cannot access any not safe for work videos. Should I use their Wi-Fi for porn or can I just keep looking at pictures? I mean, we've
just use their Wi-Fi, dude. Just fucking do it.
Like, no one is actually tracking what's going on in their Wi-Fi, right?
Yeah, like, how would you even?
Is that possible?
The problem is a very easy answer to that, but like,
can I feel they
like
do that?
They can do that, but I feel like it's a very that becomes suddenly a really weird thing. Do you know what I mean? It becomes weird on them, not on you, because they have to be like,
yeah.
Why are you snooping the shit I'm looking at? Do you know what I mean?
Like, exactly.
What are they going to say? Why are you fapping using our Wi-Fi? Like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you're just there for a bit. Just use the fucking Wi-Fi, dude.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not very savvy when it comes to tech. If he used incognito mode, would that mean they can't
That's
see
not how it
fucking at?
Works, Lydia. That's not how it works.
No, Harry, the incognito mode means I'm very safe. No one will ever find out I Google.
It's like a condom. It's like a condom for my searches.
It's my condoms for searching, exactly.
Incognito mode, Lydia, just means that no history is stored for what you do. It doesn't mean on your
computer.
See,
in my head, it means I'm safe. No one can see.
No, I'm a spy.
The police
no
won't
will
know
ever
everything
find
I've been looking up, all those crimes I've been doing. They'll never know because I searched on Incognito.
Honestly, you're better off just fucking using your main browser, then it will at least learn what porn you like. Like, just fucking do it. Just own it. Own it.
But he's on his phone. Is the question that they're on?
They're on their phone.
I remember my mom's friends. They live right next door. They're out of earshot. I don't feel comfortable looking at porn using their Wi-Fi. To be fair, the person's worry is the exact kind of way that my brain would think. Like, in that situation, I would be so anxious that somehow they were going to know and they were going to find out and they were going to tell my parents. Like, I can absolutely understand the anxiety of thinking that somehow they were going to find out. So yeah. I do sympathize with this because... this 100% where my brain would go. Like, they're gonna know. They're gonna know somehow.
But the reality is, they're never gonna fucking check it, are they? Unless you're like, you know, searching some shit that's gonna get the fucking police around or whatever. Like,
yeah. In which case, you deserve the police.
Yeah, like maybe, you know, maybe just in case they do somehow check the Wi-Fi and what's been going in and out. Don't look up the most extreme shit. Like, maybe let's keep it chill for the time that you're here. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, don't your crazy fetishes wait till you're at home for that. Maybe just keep it nice and vanilla. Keep it vanilla whilst you're sharing their Wi-Fi. But the thing is...
Yeah, just type boobs in instead of anything else.
Just do boobs. And then say, oh, it auto-corrected. I was meant to be looking up...
Just search one nipple.
I don't even know.
A singular breast.
Show me nipple.
You could just say, like, the anatomy of breasts and then, like, wank off to the Wikipedia page. And if they ask, say that it was
science,
you were doing
paintings.
It for science or something.
What do women look like naked? For science.
For science.
In brackets.
For science. Not for masturbation. Naked woman, but not too horny. Fuck's sake.
I think the reality of it is that I think most people wouldn't even know. I mean, I'm saying this, maybe most people do know how to look up what other people have been looking up on their Wi-Fi.
Yeah,
if they're
most
the older generation, I doubt they even know how to do that. Like,
yeah.
I sure as fuck have no idea. Harry, do you know how to do it?
You can do it. Usually, you can go to like your... local IP address, and usually like your provider will have some way of tracking. Like, you can see what devices are connected and what they're connecting to, but you'd have to probably set up a program to like scrape that constantly. Like, it's not super simple. It's doable, but it's not super simple. There's no fucking way that these people that are very kindly let you live like in their little bit of apartment are fucking doing it so they can find out what... It's ridiculous. They're not fucking checking what your porn you're watching.
That's the problem. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah,
don't know how to do it, and B, don't give a fuck.
Yeah. Or, you know, if they are checking, maybe they're going to, you know, find some great recommendations. So in which case, you know, start watching some of the best stuff. Let's go.
Yeah,
like, you know, don't hold back.
The all-timers.
Exactly. Yeah. What do you think all that buzzing is you hear late at night? That's the bees.
It's the bees going right at her fanny.
Fuck my
Jesus
life.
Christ.
That poor, those poor bees. These poor fucking bees. God.
Oh, Jesus.
I say just fucking go town. Go town.
Do it.
Do it. Or go old school. Go out and buy some magazines.
Oh, yeah. Go buy
Come
a mag.
On. Do a retro one.
Yeah, do a retro
yourself.
Wank.
Treat
yeah.
yourself.
Yeah. And then, like, go out into a forest and yeah. bury it under a pile of leaves.
Why is that a thing? I swear it's a quintessential part of childhood and teenagehood where you go through a forest and you find a porn magazine discarded. Why do people go into the forest to wank?
I feel
Why?
Like it's that post-wank depression. You're just like, you know, yeah. it all just comes crashing down. You're like, what is this magazine doing in my house? You have to go out and try and bury it. You know, you're just yeah. you're sad. It,
you say a few words and then
Wait,
you're
saying they bury it in the forest. They're not wanking in the forest.
No. No,
you wank in your house and then you take...
Surely
you take
they're wanking in the forest.
Why are they wanking? No. Why would you wank in a forest?
Because I saw people go to...
I'm sure some people go out to their wank spot, but like...
They must be buried.
Wait, I'm sorry. You're telling yeah. me that people have their magazine at home, they wank to it, and then they take a trip to the forest yes. to abandon it in a yes. really isolated location and they don't just put it in the bin. No, I'm calling bullshit. Yes. They're going to that forest to have a wank.
How many porn magazines have you seen in the forest? There's tons of them.
Yeah, because everyone's fucking jacking it out there.
It's like a mass
grave.
Because
it's where you take
grave.
Them, Lydia, when you're done. yeah,
well,
it's like a mass grave.
You just throw them in the forest
it's
in an paper,
it just will, it's returning to nature.
And there's always like tree stumps nearby, so they've been sitting there wanking.
No, that's where you look at it as you bury it. You sit and you ponder
That's also where, so you can remember where you buried
yeah, so
it, because you're able to dig it back up.
Yeah, you tell a friend, you know, share it.
Yeah.
I disagree. Have you ever done that, you two? You ever had a wank and then taken the magazine
well,
into the forest?
Lydia, it's less weird than trapping tiny right. little bees and rubbing it on your vagina.
That's true.
I mean,
hey, that's
all right.
True.
What they had to do before electricity was a thing is their own bloody business, Harry. You keep out.
Think
of
the
right?
bees, Lydia. Think of the poor fucking bees. Could someone just these poor fucking bees?
The bees provide honey. They provide
oh, God.
A good fucking time. You know, they've got so many uses.
Stop using bees to masturbate.
Jesus Christ.
Oh my God.
You gotta go take the bees out into the forest.
Let them free because you feel so guilty. Why is it when you're a kid you always find swarms of bees in the middle of the forest?
Right next to all these porn mags. It's so
right
strange.
Next to all the porno mags.
And this giant gourd. Fuck's sake. Just, I say do it. Just fucking start. Just start jacking yeah. it, dude. Fucking hell. I mean, they're not going to check.
Yeah.
They're probably, like Lydia said, they're probably old and don't know how to do it. So you'll be grand.
Exactly. Exactly.
Perfect.
Easy clap.
Wow. What? I thought I wish you called it there. What a lovely short and sharp trio of questions that were just absolutely wild. I don't.
Short and sharp like a bee's stinger. Running away at you.
Jesus.
I like those questions. Those were good. They were very abstract. I like how
yeah,
we took
they
them.
They were cool. I like those. Less I've just, disgusting.
I've just realised that the bee movies plot is that a bee falls in love with a fucking woman.
Oh,
dude.
No.
Oh,
oh no.
My God.
Oh my God.
Oh,
that's
my
what's happening,
God.
Isn't it? She's shoving it yeah. in a little gourd.
She's gourding. She's
going
gourding.
Nuts on herself.
Or he's just fucking stinging the fuck out of it.
Oh, God. Brilliant. What a lovely note to wrap the podcast on. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you've enjoyed yeah. this week's podcast. It feels like it's gone from gross to insane with the furries to just, I don't even know, unhinged.
Not where we are anymore.
Please send in some normal questions.
Yeah,
a lot of them are wanking right now, and it's just, please, we need something that's not dick-related.
Also, very depressing relationship ones, which I'd love for us to answer, but I don't want us to have to make fun of you to make it fun.
Maybe we just need to like take a one catch-all yeah. next episode or something, just to be like,
we could do a relationship here. Episode. You know?
We could.
Oh,
yeah.
we could.
That could
yeah.
be fun. So yeah, so
more normal problems, predicaments, questions, please. Silly little things that you've gotten yourself into and can't get out of.
Yeah.
Help.
I also like the ones which are like the hypothetical, like, you know, like the sex question and stuff like that. Like, what do you think is...
Unanswerable questions.
Unanswerable questions are pretty cool. Anything, really. Just
yeah, use the link in the podcast description or go to yourscars.st/cd or pickaxe.uk/0degrees. Lots of ways to find a form to submit. Make sure you're rating the podcast, leaving us a comment on YouTube. We read them all. It's much appreciated. And we'll catch you all next time. Have a good one.
See ya.
Bye. Bye-bye.